You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Of course, tonight it's the Mike Pettine Show at 7 p.m. right here on ESPN 850. And, of course, all along the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network, hosted by myself and Ken Carmen. That's coming your way at 7 p.m. tonight. We'll talk to the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, and Joel Bitonio will be with us in the player spotlight. Let's bring in our producer now, Mr. Casey Kubis, for today.
Kubis.
And let's go around the league.
Number one.
Guys, the first question, rank the four unbeaten teams in the NFL.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
All right. Number one, Patriots. Number two, Denver, not for their offense, for their defense. Number three, Cincinnati. And number four, Carolina. I like Carolina. I almost want to put them ahead of Cincinnati, but that offense scares me, especially last night. I know the weather was bad, but they didn't look real great.
Well, Ted Ginn dropped a beautiful pass from Cameron Newton for a touchdown.
Yes, he did.
They let that game – that game should have been over in regulation, missed extra points, starting to rear its head. 30 of them already on this season. There were 26 in the four seasons combined. He's still Mr. Perfect to me.
In field goals.
Yes, in field goals.
That's perfect. All that matters.
Those are worth three.
Exactly.
I'm going to go with the same top two, New England, then Denver, because of their defense. Number three, I will go Carolina because I don't believe in Andy Dalton. And Cincinnati, therefore, is last.
I just can't care with Carolina. I don't know if Cam Newton can make it through a season if he continues to take the beatings that he's taking. I mean, he took some shots last night.
He did take some shots, but he is as physical as anybody, and he's throwing some unbelievable balls. Some of those throws in overtime, the one to Ginn that he dropped, then he had one that he got in there to Philly Brown, then he had the one that he dropped in like a dime to Greg Olsen that Olsen caught with one arm with the guy draped on him. Cam Newton is playing some great, great, great football right now, and I would make this statement. If you have third and one, fourth and one, there is no better player in the National Football League than Cam Newton. He will get you that first down. Best short yardage back in the world.
Number two, Kulis. Number two.
Colin Kaepernick was benched by the 49ers for Blaine Gabbert. Was this the right move?
I think it's a joke. Blaine Gabbert's stats through this is his fifth season. He's thrown 23 touchdowns, 24 interceptions. He averages 5.6 yards a pass. Clearly, this is a team that is in a lot of trouble, and Blaine Gabbert is not going to be the answer anytime soon.
Yeah, I'd give Kaepernick a chance to play his way out of it. Obviously, is he developing like you want? No. So he's got to do a better job, but he's struggling. I just don't think that the guy is going to be Blaine Gabbert.
No, Blaine Gabbert's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a 49er fan, what hope do you have today? Blaine Gabbert's going to be my starting quarterback? I mean, your season's already down the toilet, but, I mean, is that guy giving you any hope for another win this season?
No.
And you're not going to – you're putting him out there. It's not like you're putting out a rookie to see what he can do.
No, you certainly aren't. Somebody just gave me a tweet, which is an interesting comparison of Cam Newton's stats and Colin Kaepernick's stats, which are basically the same this year, and how Cam Newton is 7-0 and is being called an MVP candidate, and Colin Kaepernick is benched. Completion percentage, 59% Kaepernick, 54% Cam. Passing yards, 1,615 Kaepernick, 523 Cam. Here's where there's a little disparity, but it's on both of these. Touchdowns, 11 Cam, 6 Kaepernick. Interceptions, 8 Cam, 5 Kaepernick. Sacks, 13 Cam, 28 Kaepernick, playing behind arguably the worst offensive line in football. Quarterback rating, Cam Newton, 78.1. Colin Kaepernick, 78.8. Rush yards, Cam Newton, 286. Colin Kaepernick, 256.
That's pretty crazy.
It's a fine line in the National Football League, friends.
Carolina's got a defense.
Carolina's got a defense. Carolina's got Jonathan Stewart running the ball fairly effectively. They've got Greg Olsen playing at a high level, and they are winning football games. And you know what else they got? They don't have a guy who farts during press conferences. Instead, they've got Riverboat Ron. Oh, Riverboat Ron.
I do like Ron.
Started Riverboat. His career 9-19 with the Carolina Panthers. But
that guy, every year, I feel like, is on the hot seat. And every year, he overachieves with the talent that he has.
Yes. All right, let's continue our 4A.
Guys, how about a little fill in the blank? The team impacted the most as a result of the injury over the weekend was blank.
Obviously, the easy answer is Pittsburgh, but I'm going to go with San Diego here with their stud receiver going down with a lacerated kidney. I mean, you got a San Diego team that's 2-6, and yeah, they're struggling right now. But, I mean, you take away Phillip Rivers' main weapon. I mean, what are you going to do?
I'm going to say the Steelers because I thought they were contenders in the AFC. I think that they're the team best equipped to knock off the New England Patriots. But without Le'Veon Bell, I know D'Angelo Williams played well early in the season. That's a huge loss because of what he can do not only as a runner but also as a catcher of the football out of the backfield. So I think that is a massive, massive loss for that team.
Next.
And it wasn't on fire.
It was Marcus Mariota's injury. That's why I got fined.
By the way, can I just throw in one random fact real quick?
Absolutely.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar today revealed on the Rich Eisen podcast that the role of Murdoch in Airplane was not originally meant for him, which I find to be a travesty, but was instead meant for Charlie Hustle Pete Rose.
Really?
Hmm.
That'd have been terrible.
Hmm.
Over, over.
Roger, Roger. What's your vector, Victor? I'm glad it went to Kareem.
You ever been in a Turkish prison?
Guys, let's get out here, all right? Number four, what team has been the biggest disappointment through the first eight games of the 2015 season? And a follow-up, who's been the biggest surprise?
I think for my biggest surprise, I'm going to go New Orleans. Because I don't think a lot of people would put a lot of stock in them, especially after they traded Jimmy Graham. And they started off slow, people wrote them off, and now they're just scored 52 points per game. That'd be nice.
4-4 on the season. I would say my biggest disappointment this year is probably, and I'm happy that they are so disappointing, by the way, the Baltimore Ravens, because many people in preseason had them winning the Super Bowl, and they are currently 2-6, and it's a total debacle. I think the Indianapolis Colts at 3, that whole AFC South is a disappointment to me, really.
How about Buffalo?
The Bills.
Buffalo.
Yep, 3-4. The biggest surprise, I think, to me, got to be Carolina at 7-0. Arizona bouncing back at 6-2 is good. And then it's no surprise to me, but Theodore, 5-2 Minnesota Vikings.
Makes us cry every time. We had a guy.
How about the Oakland Raiders? 4-3 for them. Stout.
Great. And they've got three cornerstones.
Yeah.
Khalil Mack, Carr, and you've got Amari Cooper, who's just disgusting.
Did you hear the praise from Darrell Revis?
Yes.
I've never heard Darrell Revis praise somebody before.
Not like that.
Said the sky is the limit.
Yeah, he's scoring touchdowns. We're watching him, too.
He's good at what he does.
Gulp.
Yes, indeed.
Next.
Number five.
Guys, last one. Who would be your 2015 NFL MVP right now?
Tom Brady. The guy has been as good as anybody to ever play the game right now so far this season. He is on fire. Multiple passing scores every game this year. Three or more total touchdowns in 6 of the 7. 300 yards passing in 5 of his last 6. The guy has been outrageous, my friends.
Would Gronk be a top 5 finalist for MVP?
I don't know. But when your quarterback's already thrown for 2,410 yards with 20 touchdowns and only 1 interception, I mean, maybe Deion Lewis is an MVP candidate. Former Brian.
I'm serious about the Gronk being a top 5, though.
Top 5 in the NFL?
At the end of the season, like if he continues on the pace he's going, and I get that Tom Brady's throwing the ball and Tom Brady's going to finish ahead of him, but is Gronk a top 5?
Brady. The Denver defense.
Rodgers. Despite his awful game the other night.
Cameron, even though we went through his Colin Kaepernick-esque
stats. Cam won't finish in the top 5.
He's clutch, Cameron.
Cameron is going to get hurt, and he's going to miss significant time at some point. That's only a matter.
Andy Dalton is probably getting consideration.
Ugh. Carrot Top.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Go win me a playoff game first, Carrot Top.
The other injury that we didn't really talk about that I think could be really debilitating is Arian Foster for Houston. That's going to be a big loss for them.
But they didn't have a quarterback.
It's amazing, by the way, how people are totally all on the Texans bandwagon after they beat Tennessee, who just fired their coach.
Yeah.
The week before, they were down 41-0 to the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
And we saw what happened to the Miami Dolphins when they played the New England Patriots. It was not
Bill
pretty.
O'Brien on the hot seat?
By the way, another disappointment. How about the Philadelphia Eagles?
3-4?
3-4 on the season.
Definitely could make that argument. You think they're going to re-sign Sam Bradford?
No. I wouldn't be surprised.
But who are they going to? What are they going to do?
If the 49ers cut Colin Kaepernick for April 1st, they're on the hook for nothing with him. I wouldn't be surprised if Chip Kelly gives him a little bit of a hello.
Makes a run.
Although he's not as accurate as Chip Kelly likes his quarterbacks to be. But he can run all the stuff that Chip Kelly would want. That's for sure.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting.
I would like Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
Please.
I would take him. But to me, Colin Kaepernick only works when you have a good defense and a good running game. The Browns don't have a good running game. That is the biggest thing that has kind of gotten, with all the other issues that have popped up that's been swept under the rug this year about this team, is they can't run the football at all. And that has been, I think, the reason that guys are beating up Josh McCown, the reason that, you know, the defense is on the field as much as it is. You can't run the football. This team is bad at running the football, and that was supposed to be what they were good. They're supposed to be great at defense, and they were supposed to be good at running the football. They come into this game 31st in the NFL running the football, lowest yards per carry of any team in the National Football League at 3.4. And then in terms of defense and just total defense, you've got a defense that has given up the second most yards per game in the National Football League. So the recipe that was supposed to exist for the Cleveland Browns is not. And that's why we are where we are, as they say. All right, when we come back, final segment here, final thoughts. Maybe we'll sprinkle in some after further review. If we got your phone calls, last chance to get on board with us, 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford.